Hello and welcome to Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent. I'm your host, Judy Pham, and teching today is Judd. So for the first half of our show, we will be talking about Canada's upcoming 150th birthday with logistic coordinator LaShawn Ebanks, who is part of CESQUI, which is a Canada 150 signature initiative. For our second half, we will be discussing the recent climate controversy over Trump pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement with guest speaker Franz Hartmann. So, CESQUI is a not-for-profit organization that is a Canada 150 signature initiative. CESQUI will engage millions of Canadians through its interactive tour with 360-degree cinematic experiences, immersive content, live events, online activities, and education programs showcasing the best in Canadian culture and innovation. They are organizing a seven-city tour of Ontario with a specially designed mobile dome that will showcase the Horizon film to audiences in Toronto, London, Windsor, Sault Ste. Marie, Thunder Bay, Richmond Hill, and Kingston through June to August. The tour will be managed by a trained team of tour professionals who will lead all the technical elements of the building, programming, and teardown of the dome in each community. So let's welcome LaShawn Ebanks, who is the logistic coordinator of CESQUI. LaShawn, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, thank you. So can you tell us a little bit about CESQUI? What does that acronym mean? So for listeners, CESQUI is spelled S-E-S-Q-U-I. What does that mean?
CESQUI is short for CESQUI Centennial, which means 150th, and that's what we're celebrating. So it's just a short form.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So can you explain a little bit about what Canada 150 Signature Initiative means? Signature Initiative.
So it started in 2012 by our executive producers, and it was mostly volunteer. And by Signature Initiative, that means that we're the most funded by the Canadian government, and we're funded by both governments as we officially went into production in 2015. And now in 2017, with the change in governments, we got additional funding. So that's what we are for the Signature Initiative. And
yeah. So has it been a two-year program that has culminated to this?
Yep. So we shot so it has like more than one different side of it. There is the film part, which is Horizon. That's what we're going to be touring around in the dome across Southern Ontario. We also have the app, which everyone should download. It's called Meridian, CESQUI Meridian. You can find it in iOS, Android, Google Cardboard. You can download it on all those platforms. We have CESQUATCH, which is it's more like a character that represents CESQUI. And what people have to do is you go online, you answer 9 questions as you walk around the forest, and it's like a snowflake. And what happens is everyone's going to be different, right? Everyone's CESQUATCH is going to be different. It's like a character of you.
Oh, cool.
Yep, and we have an education part because our film actually did shoot in over 50 places in the country. There's 90 different scenes, and we've got stuff all the way. We shot in every province and territory, all the way from the Aurora Borealis, so the Northern Lights, to migrating caribou, to dancers in Toronto. We're just everywhere, and we're going to be planning to go to 25 different communities throughout Canada.
So it sounds amazing, but it sounds like a lot of things.
Yes.
Interactive tour, 360 experience, immersive content, live event. So can we start with the Horizon film?
Tell us
what that's all about.
So the film, like I said, was shot in all provinces and territories in Canada, and it's just a visual symphony of Canada. It's very experimental in that sense. The tour itself, which will be here in Regent Park for everyone in Toronto from the 21st to the 25th, and it's free. Our dome is custom built. It's going to be 9K resolution. And yeah, it's really like a language. It starts a conversation. It's very communal, so it's about all sorts of different types of people who live here. We've coordinated with many different artists in Canada, whether it be the production team themselves being from different provinces and territories, to the performers. We have over 350 performers, whether they're dancing, singing. We have throat singers. We have hip-hop dancers. We have different aspects. We have jazz dancers that performed in airports, and
That is amazing. So for the, let's go back to the film. How long is the film? Can, say a person can actually get to the mobile dome.
Yep.
How do they watch it? Is it online?
So you can get it on the app right now. So you can watch it on the app in VR if you have Google Cardboard, which is, it's very cheap. You can get it in bookstores anywhere and you can watch it. And it's 22 minutes. It's directed by Drew Lightfoot. Mm-hmm. And if you are passing by in Toronto during that time frame, the 21st of June to the 25th, it's a big red dome. It suits 80 fits 80 people. It's huge. You'll be able to see it. We'll be pushing out ads on radios and TV and stuff like that, so you can come by.
So where will you guys be located in the Toronto location?
We're going to be in Regent Park.
Where in Regent Park?
So right on Regent Park. It's right across from the Aquatic Center Dundas.
So the Regent Park Park.
Regent Park Park.
So that's just right by Sackville and Dundas.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and what days again are you going to be there?
June 21st to the 25th.
Okay. And then you guys will be touring the rest of Ontario, London, Windsor, Sault Ste. Marie, Thunder Bay, Richmond Hill, and Kingston.
Correct.
Can you tell our audience, like, what days you'll be in each location in case our listeners are from those locations?
So after the 25th, we'll be in over Canada Day weekend from the 26th to July 4th. We'll be in London, and we'll be in Windsor after that from the 12th to the 27th. Then we'll be in Sault Ste. Marie the following week, and Thunder Bay, and then Richmond Hill. We'll be coming back to Richmond Hill, and then we'll be in Kingston after that.
Cool. So who's your target audience for this?
Everyone. We want everyone to come out.
All Canadians.
All Canadians. People who aren't from Canada but are in Canada, see what we're about. We're international, so we'll be screening in Beijing, and it will be screening in Mexico as well in dome formats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the theme and focus for the tour?
The theme and focus for the tour is really getting community involved. Even from the shooting days, for shooting the film.
Gotta specify.
Sorry, film talk.
Radio.
Yeah. So even from we were shooting the film, it was all about community involvement, getting local artists involved. So we want to bring that a step further by getting volunteers from in and around the Toronto area, the London area, Windsor area, to also help out with facilitating the tour. So it's, again, our opening days, we're going to have council members come by, we want to have live acts come by, so we're still coordinating that sort of aspect. I am. So it's just getting the community involved again one step more and open that conversation about what it means to be Canadian and, more importantly, what the next 150 years of Canada is going to represent.
Mm-hmm.
So we're marking, and we're kind of trying to bring back Expo 67, that feeling of the IMAX format and what that became in theaters, and we're taking that a step further with 360 VR, AR.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about 360? Because it's relatively new. Some people might not really understand what that is.
Yeah, so 360 is fully, it's like an immersive format, which takes video, sound, storytelling. That's one of our main things, is like storytelling and getting the story out, talking about it. And right now, what the VR app is, because you can get it on your phones and put it in the cardboard, you can put it over your head and view the six different stories that we had from Hani El Mouli, which is a Syrian, it's a Syrian refugee who now goes to Ryerson, but he's a photographer. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Canada. He directed a piece. We have Polar Man from Iqaluit who directed a piece. And you can go and see these vast, different, varying topics about Canada to show that different light. Yeah.
So the difference essentially between IMAX and 360 is that when you're putting on those goggles, IMAX, you could see things pop up from in front of you. But when you turn around with the VR, it's everywhere. You can see it everywhere, is essentially what you're saying.
Yes, the Sesqui's thing is the future is all around us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fully immersed. And that's just the VR aspect. And our dome is also 360, but it's above head. Mm-hmm. So it does sort of the same thing. It puts you in the middle of the action, the middle of what's going on around you.
So how did you guys decide on, like, what was the content you wanted to provide to celebrate Canada?
Well, our executive producers from the very, very beginning really thought it was important to just explore what Canada means to both Canadians living here and people abroad, right? And just really storytelling, new technology, and really bringing artists from all over Canada and saying, what does Canada mean to you? how can you represent it using this new technology, and how can we bring this technology forward? And further, because they toured all different schools in Canada as well, mm-hmm. and it's just getting, we're getting kids to come. We have kids coming to the screening from different schools in the area, especially Regent Park. We have about 6 schools here, and they're coming in, and we just want to start that conversation. What, let's get art involved, Canada involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is what was the process like for you as a logistic coordinator?
Well, my job is really clerical at this point. Mm-hmm. On tour, I'll be training volunteers. I'm arranging all the small finer pieces mm-hmm. of the tour, which is getting the counselors to come. When will you be talking? The film, it's just like little things like that, and making sure people are where they are, need to be. They have all the information. Where we're going to be calling site contacts, that kind of thing. Very nitty gritty.
So for volunteers, I understand you want to get people more involved. How do they get involved if they're interested in being a part of this?
If you're above 16 and interested in volunteering, please email volunteers at sesqui, sesqui.ca, and we will update you on any information. You can also go to our website, sesqui, sesqui.ca, and there's a whole bunch of information about our community hub, our learning hub, which is the leading educational program of Canada's 150th, in which you can see about everywhere we shot, information about all the artists that were involved, all the performers that were involved, and really learn more about our project and Canada, right? So
mm-hmm. So was this a project that spanned all of Canada?
Yep.
So every province?
Every province and territory we did. So we shot the film in every province and territory. Yes.
So how were you a part of any of the filming?
So I was a part of, so we shot here at Fort York, part of the VR segment with A Tribe Called Red. We did a music video, and that's been available at Hot Docs. It's available on our app, and you can, it's a nice piece in which you see tribal dancing versus hip-hop dancing, and depending on where you're looking, with the headset on, you hear more hip-hop music, more native music, and then the dancers cross over.
Mm-hmm. So it actually changes with the hearing.
With
the way you turn.
Looking.
Yep. Oh, that's incredible.
And one is like the forest skyline, and then when you look on the other side, it's like the Toronto skyline. And I was on that set. I PA'd on a couple of their shoots, and I helped assistant direct that, so like organize that shoot.
That's amazing. So why don't we take a very short break, and we'll come right back and continue talking about Sesqui and what it means to Canada's 150. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Canada is more than just a place. It's a feeling, a spark that happens when we come together, when we dream together. See Canada in a way you've never seen before. So let's get celebrating. Le Canada est plus qu'un endroit. C'est une expérience. Une étincelle qui s'illumine lorsque nous sommes ensemble, lorsque nous rêvons ensemble. Vous verrez le Canada comme vous ne l'aurez jamais vu auparavant. Alors, commençons les célébrations.
Hello and welcome back to Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent. I'm your host, Judy Pham, and if you're just joining us, we're here with LaShawn Ebanks, Logistic Coordinator of Sesqui, which is a Canada 150 signature initiative. CESCUI is a non-for-profit organization that is a Canada 150 signature initiative, and it will engage with millions of Canadians through its interactive tour across Ontario with its 360 cinematic experience, immersive content, live events, online activities, education programs, showcasing the best in Canadian culture and innovation. So welcome back, LaShawn.
Thank you.
So we're just talking about CESCUI, and can you just give us a bit more about the tour? So it will be at Toronto, London, Windsor, Sault Ste. Marie, Thunder Bay, Richmond Hill, and Kingston. How do people get to it?
So in Toronto, like I said, we're going to be at Sumac in Dundas, so right across from the Aquatic Center. There's a big red dome. It's free if you see a lineup. We're going to be here during Regent Park. They have a festival party in the park, and so you can stop by then anytime you want. We're in London. We have CESCUI Fest because we're going to be over the weekend of Canada's birthday. So that's a little bit bigger of an event. As we get out to the other cities, it's the same thing. We're going to be inviting council members to come and talk. Most of the mayors of the city have said that they're going to do a little spiel for us and open it, welcome us. And yeah, we just want to get the community involved. And that's why with the volunteering.
Cool. So because you're going to be in Toronto and you're actually going to be in Regent Park,
yep.
We were wondering, why did you choose Regent Park to represent Toronto?
We chose Regent Park because we have, with Daniels Corporation and with Toronto Community Housing, we know you guys have a lot of good programs like this radio show here and the other programs that you guys offer. And we just want to extend that one more by saying, okay, this is about Canada. Let's get more youth involved. And you guys already have a lot of good programs already running. And it's Toronto-based, and we need it, and we have the square footage, and everyone's been really working well with us in terms of getting the word out there, getting volunteers. So it was inclusive for us.
Awesome. Nice. So I understand you guys will be here June 20th to 26th. What times will you be at the park with that big red dome?
So hours of operation is going to be 12 o'clock all the way to 11. On 11 p.m.
Ooh, wow. Yep.
So we have 21 screenings a day. As I said, it was 22 minutes. And yeah, by the time you come in, you can watch as much times as you want. You just have to join the line again and just tell everyone you know about the project and about the film. And we have a ballot box, and we're going to be hanging out pamphlets before you go in. And it tells you about where we shot, little information about it. And then you can fill out a ballot right at the end about how you felt about the film, because we want that feedback. We want to get, as we said, the conversation started.
So it's for the next birthday or like the 200th. But so you're talking about the film, the 22-minute film, which is the Horizon film.
Correct.
That is a VR virtual reality film, a 360 cinematic experience. So can you tell us how we can access that in case we can't get to that big red dome?
So you can download the app. Again, it's on iOS, Android, every major platform, Google Cardboard, and you can get it on the Samsung VR headgear as well. And it's called CESCUI Meridian because the film is called Horizon and Meridian, and it makes the full circle.
Oh,
so
clever.
You can download it there. And we're going to be in pop-up domes. So like, if you just go to our website, it tells you what domes. We're adding more as they come. We'll be screening at, you know, IMAX domes and stuff like that around Canada.
So you were mentioning that you were part of some of the filming. Have you seen the film yourself?
Yes, I have seen the film.
So what are the highlights for audiences to expect?
The whole thing is a highlight.
Yeah.
I have my personal favorites. There's
so like what's your personal favorite?
My personal favorite is the Aurora Borealis, just because it's like a time lapse, and to really see the Northern Lights in 9K resolution in a big dome, all the colors, and it's really sped up. It really puts you in the middle of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are the other scenes that are part of it?
A whole bunch. We have, like I said, the throat singers. We have the hip-hop dancers. We have Indian dancers as well that are dancing through Toronto. We have animated segments in which we had people, like animations are drawn in front of you and they draw all around you. We have helicopter footage because what the executive producer's thing was, they didn't want it to be like a flyover film because it's VR. It's like you are in the middle of it. So a lot of things are happening around you. They have Hamilton skateboarders with lights. We went to the Olympic Stadium, Montreal, and fireworks. We have people doing acrobatics everywhere. So it's a lot of things are involved with over and across the camera. And there's a lot of things to pick from. 90 different scenes of just a lot of cool stuff.
So you're mentioning that this non-for-profit was created in 2015. It's been a two-year labor of love. Mm-hmm. And you kind of compared it to Expo.
Yep, Expo 67.
And just the idea of, like, when Expo was introducing IMAX, this mm-hmm. is kind of like introducing VR. Do you think it will get the same kind of attention?
That's the hope. That's the hope. VR, AR is looking like it could be the future. The technology is still growing. A lot of people are everyone's new to it. It's completely new, so we don't know exactly what capabilities it is. But when people like Disney are picking up on it, and Netflix mm-hmm. has some projects that are in the works. So if that traction comes up, this project can hopefully give Canadians that access that can build that foundation that we can grow on top of that and be good at that as well.
Amazing. So you did mention with great passion the Horizon film. Mm-hmm. Are there other main features of the Sesqui tour?
The tour itself is mostly focused on the film, mm-hmm. but it's the app and the learning hub where you can learn about the film and about Canada in general, mm-hmm. and the community hub, which we have a partnership with Facebook, and our Facebook account, Instagram, we're on Snapchat, and we'll just be more discussing Canada, showcasing Canada in different
ways. So what are those social media accounts? Are they just / Sesqui?
It's Sesqui 2017.
Okay, cool, yeah. Cool. So if it's like Insta, just look up Sesqui 2017.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So why was Sesqui founded? We know it's 2015, but yeah. Like, why was what was the light bulb moment that was like, yeah, we should do this?
From the executive producers, it comes from that idea of thinking forward and celebrating the 150th, because it is about 150th, but it's celebrating the next 150th, mm-hmm. and it's bringing that technology together and the timing, right? The technology's new, Canada turning 150th. How could we use that and work together? We use different companies like Red Lab here in Toronto, and just we designed rigs that with new lenses to kind of shoot this film and make it work. So yeah, a lot of new technology came into it.
So what kind of lenses did you use?
It was like 8mm lenses that are super wide, and yeah. It was a rig that had like 3 or 4 cameras and a lot of secrets. I don't know all.
Because like it's 9K. I mean, I've heard of 4K. 9K just sounds like something I've never even heard of before.
Yeah, it's very clear, and when you guys see the film, you'll see the difference. It's because it's a much larger format, much larger screen, and because we had such high tech cameras. And the companies that were stitching everything together, it really made something special.
That's amazing. So one thing I kind of do know about VR technology mm-hmm. is that sometimes when I watch it, I get a little nauseous. And it's 22 minutes, so I'm going to get super nauseous. So do you think that's a big issue or like a precaution for people?
I'm glad you mentioned that. What we have is that something's going to screen before the film, and it's just instructions if you're feeling dizzy. Because with the sound, some people do find it. Mm-hmm. You could get it. So our director, Drew, is very aware of that. So he tried not, it's not like a shaky movie film. So it's like very concentrated sounds. It gives you somewhere to look at. So it is immersive, but it does play with that. And if you do, we tell them to look away.
So like a nausea station or something.
Look away. We have an usher in there that will like lead you out if you are feeling sick. But yeah, we took that into consideration.
Okay. But like, it's all good. Like you will enjoy it more than you will feel nauseous.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll definitely enjoy it more.
Okay,
than you feel
nauseous. Cool. So, we're almost out of time, but we just want to ask, you're looking for volunteers. How do people get involved in such a big, momentous occasion for Canada?
Okay, so a lot of different things are going on around the city for Canada's 150th, us included. So volunteers at sesqui.ca, please email. We will give you all the information. And you can just, if you go online, we have postings on many different websites calling for volunteers. And if you email that email, I could just send you the information.
And do they have to have any additional training or any like prior experience?
If you're above 16 and want to help out and support Canada and support your community, if you're from the Regent Park area, we just want you guys to come out and help, and we will train you, and you will know everything you need to know, and you get a t-shirt, you get to see the film, you get to say you were involved, you get other little things. We're giving away stuff to our other volunteers, so
cool, you get to like be free right lunches and stuff.
Yeah, you get like little snacks.
Well, why not, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to close off. Thank you so much, LeSean, for coming in and talking to us about Sesqui. So we just want to wrap up with telling you that Sesqui is, again, a non-for-profit organization that's celebrating Canada's 150, and you can check out their website to get more information at sesqui.ca. So that's S-E-S-Q-U-I.ca. Stay tuned for a second segment where we'll talk to Franz Hartman, and we just want to thank LeSean Ebanks once more for joining us in studio.
Thank you. Thank everybody. Thank Toronto Community Housing and Daniels Corporation. And every volunteer that does decide to volunteer, thank you as well.
Great. We hope people do volunteer. So stay tuned for the second segment of our show.
Thank you.